you know, the situation was that at this point I had developed some expertise in benefits consultation. I don't think we had a formal benefits planning program at this point. But I was the one that folks were coming to with the questions. And my boss came into me one day, and she had gotten a phone call from the sister of a guy that we had worked with and had helped find a job. And the sister was panicked because she was the payee for this guy, and she had gotten a letter from Social Security saying that his benefits were going to stop. So, and he was getting Social Security disability and a pretty significant amount. So, it was how she was helping keep him alive, you know, and she was the one paying his rent. If he lost his benefits, it was going to be a huge problem for her. And there was a lot of fear about whether this guy could continue to keep the job. So my boss came to me and said, you know, can you take a look at this, Steve? Can you look at this and see if there's anything we can do to help these folks out? So my first step was that I called him in. And I called the guy in, and I talked with him about the situation and said, you know, what do you want to do? You know, you're working right now. I'm looking at your income, and it looks like you're working enough that it would cancel your benefits, you know, that they should stop your benefits. But, you know, I want to hear which direction you want me to go with this. You know, I'm not going to say quit your job. You know, that's not what my role is. I hear that there's a lot of concerns. I'll be glad to meet with your sister if you'd like, because I know she's concerned and she wanted you to come in and meet with somebody. But I want to hear which direction you want to go and you want me to go with this. I'm glad to see if there's something we can do. I would certainly recommend that we do that anyways. But I'm not going to say, you know, we got to reduce your hours or anything or any of that. You know, that's not what we're here for.